Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Don't forget today's tax day. Turn in them taxes, Al.
Or file the extension.
Or file the extension, dog.
Al, yeah, you always do that one.
There you go.
Also, love letters to Kelly coming up in about an hour. And in 30 minutes, beat the bank. There they go, Al, go. Benny Alvarez won $470 yesterday. Could have been $650. And then Tara Gallion, she won $620. Could have been $1,000.
You never know.
I mean, it's going to hit.
Some days the vault closes early. We honestly do not know. We have
no clue.
Knowledge. It wouldn't be fair if we knew.
No. But I enjoy not knowing.
Yeah.
Personally.
Me too. I like to play along.
Yeah.
And if you want to play along, all you got to do is listen for us to tell you when to call and just call in and be the right caller. That's how easy it is to win money here on our show.
My daughter wants me to quit the show so she can play stuff. Because I've tried to explain to her she can't play.
She could play other stuff. Video games.
We can just board games. She wants to play games on the radio. She thinks it's fun.
Oh, we can bring her on the radio. She just won't win anything.
Yeah, we can give her a different phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she can just call and play along.
We'll let Emma Kelly play a couple radio games, and she can't win a prize unless you want to reward her from your own stash.
What if she called in and used her dad's last name? We wouldn't know it was her if she said Emma Kelly Pulot-Sange.
Well, now you just blew it.
Ah, crap.
What and plus, we did that whole Poolodge Sange thing. Somebody might catch on.
They would. Now, Kelly, what's got you super heated?
Well, last night I was perusing the internet trying to find... It's so hard to find stuff to talk about on the radio every day. How do we do it? But I came across this article on the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
It is a British tabloid, but they do a lot of stuff that's... they have like a U.S. section, an American section. And it was talking about... Here's the headline. March of the Bigfoot Celebs. Why do so many famous women have such monster feet?
Oh, my.
A British person wrote this?
Yes, and it's a woman. Which is, here's the thing, is it's not men that typically do this to women. It's women doing it to each other.
Yeah.
I have a feeling on the trolls on the internet that are sitting there bashing other women, more likely than not, it's women.
Women are way harder on women than men.
But more often than not, it's women.
Yeah.
It is women. Men notice shoes if you have cool shoes on, but they don't point out the size. You know, they can't gauge it because you're still smaller than them.
And you're looking at a tall woman. You see a balanced woman. If she had a size 6, if I'm 5'9 and a half, which is what I am, and I had a size 6 foot, I would
fall over.
People have said to me they're surprised that my foot is a size 9 because I'm balanced. So when they look at me, they don't see a big foot. They're like, you're a 9, really?
You're proportionate.
My foot is proportionate to my body.
Mm-hmm.
But according to this, Allison Boshoff, I have a monster foot. And some people were saying, well, this is a British article, and you're reading British numbers. No, because at the beginning of the article, it's talking about the average size in the UK has gone from a dainty 4.5 in the year 1900 to a roomy size 6 today. So the numbers I'm giving you, she adjusted them for the American audience. So she's talking about a genuine size 9, not a British size 9.
Okay.
Which a British 30. Size 9, we'd be wearing size 13.
That's like Shaquille O'Neal's foot. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, if you've ever been to, like, Washington, D.C., and you go tour those old Jefferson's plantation and stuff like that, and they have the original furniture in the homes, people were a lot smaller back then.
Well, they were just
smaller people.
With vintage clothing, you know? Yeah, or like my mom, she was such a hippie. It's like her old jeans. I mean, she was teeny, and I can't fit into
vintage
clothing. Yeah.
And I would look back at clothes that I wore in high school, a size 12 then would be probably a size 8 today. They've adjusted because women are all about the numbers. They've adjusted sizing charts to make us feel better about ourselves. Right. But I am not going to be foot shamed.
Now I'm offended because, you know, I'm a 9.
And I'm 9.
I'm 5'5" and shrinking.
My wife's a 9.
I'm an 8.5, but when I buy heels, I buy a 9. Mm, and I'm in between an 8.5 and a 9.
I've never been ashamed of my foot size. I was in college with a girl named Sherry, and her foot was a little bit bigger than mine. And we would go shoe shopping. And this is the time when the men would get down, the shoe salesman or whoever it was, would get down and put your shoe on for you.
Mm.
She would insist she was a size 8. And that guy would be huffing and puffing and cramming those corny toes because she would refuse to wear her true size. Ruined her feet. So anyway, I'm digressing.
Yes.
So here he's going, they start off with Kate Winslet. And Kate Winslet kind of makes fun of her own self. She talks about how when she and Leonardo DiCaprio were doing Titanic, he would put his foot up next to hers and say, oh my God, we have the same feet. Well, maybe it's not your foot so big. Maybe it's Leo's feet are so small.
He's a small dude.
Yeah.
Kate Winslet, they give you the height and the feet. She's 5'7 and wears a size 9. That's monster feet?
That's my wife. That's what my wife has. Same height and foot.
But not only that, they go so far as to show these women on the red carpet and they zoom in on their feet, which is horrifying. Because, you know, they'll get their pedicures and they'll get their toes done, but you still see that curled up little corny toe and you see the cracks on the heels. I feel so bad for celebrity women.
My feet look like sausages when I've been standing in heels all night.
They say your feet are doing like gang signs.
I can't take them out of the shoe.
Jerry Hall, a very tall supermodel back in the day, was married to Mick Jagger. They bust every woman on their shoe size. Size 10 and a half, but she's got a cool, she says, bigger feet, I stand firmer on the ground.
Dang right.
Sandra Bullock, size 9.5. Scarlett Johansson, 9.5. Gwyneth Paltrow, size 9. Katie Holmes, 9.5. Elle McPherson, size 10. These are all 5'7" and taller women. I am so upset by this. I don't know why.
How do they not have the
fat shaming? Yeah, Paris Hilton, not included in this article.
See, and that's the only celebrity I remember paying attention to. She has huge. She had to do special order shoes because I think she was like an 11.
11. She's an 11, and she's actually smaller than she appears. She seems taller, but when if you meet her in person, she's only not. Like 5'6 or so, and with size 11.
Paris?
Yeah.
Really?
But she shouldn't be made fun of. There's nothing you can do about the size of your feet.
I know, Kelly. Did you know, Kelly?
The shaming, the body shaming, and now we're shaming feet size?
Mm-hmm.
I used to hate having a big foot. I mean, I really did, because I was like, I'm not going to go over a size 12. I'm not going to go, you know, I am.
It's
I'm
good
13.
For
I know.
Size.
I'm just saying growing up, because I had like the biggest feet at my school or whatever.
Yeah.
But then, you know, later on,
you grow into it, it's harder, especially when children are 6th and 7th grade, and they're going through those changes.
Yeah.
And their body hasn't grown into itself, and maybe some parts grow faster than others.
Look like clown feet.
And, you know, I had mothers last night riding, you know, and women are like we were all signing our shoe size. I'm a size 9. Everybody was proud about that. And one woman goes on there and says, I'm a 5.5. He, he, he. You know, she's kind
of
digging it.
Of course.
She's just fine. She's just
having
trying
a good
to be
time.
Funny.
Baby,
you know,
baby feet are so cute, though.
Yeah, but you're talking about these little girls who are in 6th and 7th grade who haven't finished growing height-wise, but maybe their feet have already grown up to a 9 or a 10. And how embarrassed they are. And they're being told they have monster
Kelly,
feet.
Why don't you start a hashtag campaign on Twitter, you know?
What's my hashtag?
Hashtag big feet and then put your size and proud.
Big. What is it? Long hair, don't care. What's the other annoying expression? Long hair, don't care.
Yeah. I don't know what rhymes with feet, but we'll think about it.
Meat, sweet.
Kelly,
sweet, neat, beat,
meat.
Kelly, did you know you have a huge fan base for your feet? Because apparently, if you go, the man room has been doing some research.
Uh-huh.
The man room back there.
Well, I know I have one. Okay, I know there's a thing in this world called a foot fetish.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but I did have a gentleman send me pictures of my feet that he got from the internet wanted me to sign it and send it back to him. But I did not.
Did you? Oh, you did?
He's not alone.
I did not.
He is not alone.
I made the mistake of talking. My ex-husband used to tell me he loved everything about me except for my fourth toe. That's the ugliest part of my body.
Mine
it's shaped like a cashew.
Yeah, so is mine.
And I thought it was because I always wore pointy toes until my daughter was born, and she was born with my fourth toe.
Yeah, it's a fan.
So it's the way I was.
Thing.
Yeah,
it's just.
It's literally shaped like a cashew nut.
Kelly, if you type your name in Google Images, the fourth thing that comes up is Kelly Raspberry Foot.
Wow.
What's the third?
No, because the first one is your name, obviously. And then it's people want to know your birthday.
I
and
love
then pajamas
what comes up with
and then
Google.
Foot.
Age.
I'm guessing the pajamas is when I put on Emma Kelly's pajamas because I was making fun of Beth.
Oh, yeah.
Your foot is the fourth most or third most popular thing people are looking for when it comes to you.
Nice.
And I like it.
And I'm getting a pedi today for all you perbs.
I don't care what size your foot is. Just take care of them. Just, you know, get a little pedicure every once in a while. Yeah. Put some lotion on there.
I'm just saying, the whole bashing women on women. Yeah. And I hope this woman is called on the carpet for that article because it's not.
She should be.
What else could we? I mean, it's
what was her name again?
It is. I'm going to tell you her name.
You
and you can go to the
name.
Daily Mail and send her your little gripe, and she deserves it. Allison, A-L-I-S-O-N, Boshoff.
What's she going to talk about next? Big hands? Women can't
have
big hands.
Well, she's talking about that, too. She was talking about, I forget which, because I read the article last night. She was talking about somebody's monster feet, which shouldn't be surprising because she has monster hands. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Al, do you notice how a woman's foot and, like, what's the, I don't really
notice a woman's foot. Like I said, as long as you kind of put some lotion on there, you know, and wash them up, get the little stuff in between.
Yeah. Just keep them clean.
I'm good, because I might, you know, in the throes of passion, the toes do come into play.
I notice the size of the heel, but I don't notice the size of the foot.
But now you can get your breast you can get a breast job, boob job. So when there's something wrong with your foot, can you get a foot job
foot
or a
lipo,
hand?
Foot
can you
lipo?
Get a... Oh, like in ancient China, they used to wrap the feet.
Yeah.
To make
break
them small,
them,
because smaller feet were considered beautiful,
dainty.
A sign of beauty.
And female-like.
And children couldn't walk because of that.
Yeah. Sarah, you are 5'1" tall, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And what size shoe do you wear?
Size 10.
Girl.
And you're proud, right? It's your shoe size.
I am. I was size 10, and I'm proud of it.
Hmm.
And how does this art? I mean, does this? Am I being silly, being upset about this article?
I think so, because I get frustrated, first of all, because size 10 doesn't have really pretty shoes. They're very ugly.
Right.
And if I could just maybe cut off the toes and fit into a size 9, I could probably have a better selection.
They are doing better. I mean, because I'm tall, and a long time ago I couldn't get pants to fit ever, but I think because society, we are getting taller
getting
and bigger.
Yeah.
They're making things longer and bigger.
But Sarah,
when I was in the military, everybody that I worked with, they used to tease me. If our ship went down and we all sank, we all just jump in my shoes and float away.
So, oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, did that hurt your feelings, or did you just learn?
Me.
Did you laugh with them? No. Or?
Well, I did. I learned to deal with it, because I can use my toes to write with, and I use them as, like, extra hands.
Well, really?
Up off the floor.
That's impressive right there.
My husband makes fun of me. He's like, you and your extra hands. I'm like, well, at least I can...
Didn't stop her from getting
more,
a husband.
You know,
that's right.
A lot of things at one time.
You so. Tell them size 6, you got a man.
Yeah, you can come over here to size 8.5 and single.
Let's see.
All right.
Jenna noticed she's got a man.
But you look, I mean, 5'1" with a size 10 foot. I mean, yeah, that must stand out. Yeah.
Is your husband's foot the same size as yours, or smaller or bigger?
They're maybe an inch bigger, but that's about it.
Yeah. You'd be proud of that size 10 there, Sarah. And thank you so much
Sounds
for serving
like
our country.
Sounds like she's well adjusted.
You guys have a good one.
All right,
thank
Sarah.
You, too.
See, yeah.
I just want women to be nicer to each other. That's my point.
Yeah.
Stop shaming each other.
Right. Horrible article.
I'm gonna be the star of one of them Dove ad campaigns.
I'm telling you, we could start some sort of movement for
the
you.
Movement
I thought
for the
that
feet.
Stuff was kind of silly at first, but now I'm totally buying in, because I'm like, this has got to stop. It's getting worse.
Maybe call it I Am Bigfoot. Just be proud.
I am Bigfoot.
Yeah. Hashtag I Am Bigfoot.
Don't do that.
There's your hashtag.
Don't
and then
do
put
that. Don't do that.
9.5 and proud. Hashtag Kid Nation. Boom, movement.
Let's tweak the name a little bit. I Am Bigfoot. Who's going to be the face of this movement, Kelly?
Well, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit tongue-in-cheek with it. You know, you got to catch people's attention.
Proud of them
now.
Big feet. We got enough other stuff to worry about.
That's right, Kelly Raspberry.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Cool theme park alert. Kelly Raspberry, you got the details on that for us?
Do I?
Yeah. Remember the Hunger Games theme park we were just talking about?
Uh-oh.
Gave me the
take it away, JC.
Cool theme park. Remember,
I don't have the
We're
sheet
just
on.
Talking about it.
I'm not trying to be difficult. I don't have the sheet on it.
So, Harry Potter has one. Shouldn't Katniss Everdeen have one as well?
Yeah.
Al, do you have the sheet on that?
I don't have a sheet on it either, Cole. I'm a listener right now.
We talked about it before the break.
But I don't have a sheet on it.
The email.
It's in your email.
It's in your email.
Oh, it's in my email?
Yeah, it's okay.
Somebody tell me to get my email.
It's okay.
Be like, then
give me a minute. I'm going to tell you all about it.
No, you go ahead.
So, rumors of the Hunger Games theme park were officially confirmed in a press release from Lionsgate. Now, before you get super excited.
Hunger Game theme park.
Yeah.
Well, would it just be a little piece like Harry Potter's, just part of Universal?
Yeah, it'd be like a Hollywood theme park. But it's going to be in Dubai.
Oh.
So you're going to have to travel all the way to Dubai if you want to go to the Hunger Games theme park.
What kind of stuff do they do there? Is it like you try to kill each other with laser tag or something?
Oh, that would be fun.
Or maybe they throw you on some sort of, I mean, that's what it
like
is.
Like Nerf arrows, maybe? Yeah. Like some Nerf arrows? You could hit
like
each other
they
with?
Simulate some sort of island where there's nothing and you just have to...
Isn't Hunger Game like advanced laser tag? I've never seen Hunger Games.
Everyone
you die in Hunger Games.
Well, I know, but like laser tag, if you were really killing each other...
Or paintball.
It'd be more like an obstacle course and... Right? And
if they did it that
archery,
way.
Archery. What was that cool game where people had to dodge the Nerf guns? The TV show?
You can dodge a wrench. Oh, you can dodge a ball.
Was that part of the ninja show? Yeah, Gladiator, American Gladiator.
Yeah, the Gladiator, or they also did it in Guts.
Guts? What show was Guts?
It was on Nickelodeon. Sorry.
See, I think that Nickelodeon started after I That was a little bit.
Oh, it was a great show, Kelly. You should
watch
it.
Past your childhood.
Still play reruns.
I mean, I was the MTV generation, but then Nickelodeon, I don't know when that started, but I was there when I was the second person in my high school to get MTV.
I don't think anybody in mine had it.
My goodness, Kelly.
That is kind of braggy, isn't it?
Let's give Kelly some.
Well, seriously.
Second person on
the back when they played videos.
Ooh. They actually played music back in the day. And also,
I don't think I even knew what MTV was until I was probably 22 because I didn't have it. We never had it.
Hold on. Al's got a hilarious story about the Smurfs.
When I was growing up, I thought the Smurfs were actually green because the color on our TV was so jacked up. I had no idea. So when I went down to a buddy of mine's crib, I'm like, what's wrong with your Smurfs? They're blue. He goes, yeah, the Smurfs are blue. I said, no, the Smurfs are green. And we had an argument. And I'm like, no, the Smurfs are green. Come check them out on my TV. We said, you can check on any our TV. They're blue. Something wrong with your TV. I'm like, I thought the Smurfs were green. They were just as cool. I didn't discriminate. They were just cool. They were just green.
It
blew my mind, though.
It makes me laugh more because I know the Smurfs were at stores and stuff. So the fact that Al didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah. Like they were probably in magazines and comic books.
It blew my mind.
You probably went to the store. I want a discount on this Smurf. It's defective.
It's wrong. Y'all Smurfs wrong.
It's like when I went up to the Tommy Hilfiger. I said, can you give me a discount on this? It's defective. Why? It says Tommy Hilfiger. I thought it was Tommy Hilfiger.
So anyways, the Hunger Games theme park in Dubai will open in 2016, October. But
let's do family vacation there.
No.
I want to go to Dubai. Do they like Americans?
Yeah.
I don't know who likes us anymore. It's very confusing for my travel plans.
I got a buddy over there right now.
Kinsey's aunt and uncle live out there.
It's real flashy.
Live there.
They live there.
Wow.
You can't
drink. Do you have to cover your head and stuff? As a woman?
In places, I think not at the nice hotels, I'm sure, but...
Even if you're American, you have to
American areas,
it's
and you could...
It's respectful, right?
You could do...
Yeah, you have to cover in certain
really?
Places.
I didn't know that.
Like, if you watch the Little League World Series that they have every year, the Dubai...
I miss that one.
Well, it's really good, Jenna.
A lot of people watch.
The Dubai team is usually white kids. A lot of white kids.
Really?
Because their parents live over there?
They come from an American base. And so a lot of Americans live out there.
I've dated a few girls that I had to cover their face.
Would you call that dating?
Me?
Yeah, you're right, Kelly.
All right.
Look at that.
Yeah, let's play Beat the Bank.
Let's do it.
Your shot at winning up to $1,000 is now. If you call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We are looking for caller number 19 to play. Throw you in the vault. We'll throw some numbers at you. You yell stop, and that's how much money you win. But you stay in there too long, guess what you get?
Nada.
We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Good morning. Make sure you stay with us. Love Letters to Kelly's coming up in 15 minutes. And also, Oscar winner Patricia Arquette, about an hour from now, joining us on the phone. And our forgiveness, we did say we had... the worst baby names of 2015. If you're a teacher or a nurse and you come across these names, you're gonna be making a double take.
All right, bring it.
There was a discussion on Reddit and people wanted to know the worst names you have heard. Like, okay.
Let's go with most unusual because I would hate to think somebody listening hears their name on this list.
I got the worst name ever.
Really?
These are just unusual.
Very.
Names.
They're just special.
Very.
Extremely different.
All right.
And like, creative.
Like. Obama Niqua. Somebody named their baby.
No, they did.
Obama Niqua.
An honor for the president.
Shout out.
Sure.
I feel I'm going to be shouting out a lot here.
Or I'm unique.
Shout out.
I'm unique, but all put together.
It's in one word. I'm unique.
So they put two words together and created I'm unique.
I know some twins named Monique and Unique.
Do you? Somebody decided to name their baby Boy Boy.
Boy boy.
That's just lazy.
That's a cute nickname though, boy boy.
Boy boy.
I'm full on board with this name right here. All right. If you want to name your daughter Abstinence.
Wow.
Ain't no dude want to hook up with Abstinence.
That's setting your child up to fail.
Yeah.
It's like when Cher and Sonny named their daughter Chastity.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Kelly, you would probably like this name quite a bit. This name is Britney Shakira Beyonce.
Hey, you know what? Paying honor
to everybody.
Three times over.
Or how about this? All right. We all know the name Veronica.
Uh-huh.
Just replace the R with a J.
Vaganica?
That is a name given to a baby.
Maybe they use the Hispanic pronunciation. It's Vaganica.
Vaganica.
Is it J, a H, or is it H?
Vaganica.
Vaganica. Vaganica.
I don't think my people would do that.
Oh, man.
This one I confirmed on Facebook. There is a girl.
Confirmed it.
Confirmed. Gina Tiles. Gina Tiles.
Shout out.
So her last name was Tiles?
Damn,
did
Gina.
Did she marry that?
No, she's a young girl, but somebody also named their baby that.
Gina Tiles. At least it's Tiles and not Tails.
Yeah. It could have been Tiny Tails. And,
Sometimes you got to write that out before you name your baby.
And apparently this person is a huge fan of Facebook. Named their baby Like. So there you go. Names the worst names people have heard.
My name is Like.
I love like. There you go.
Interesting.
Beat the bank. We've given away over $12,000 with Beat the Bank. And we want to give more away. Let's welcome our player, James Farrell. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
James?
On, on your way to work, or what are you doing right now?
Yes, sir. I'm on my way up to work right now.
Nice. What do you do, bro?
I'm a parking lot striper.
There you go.
Man.
Ooh, you got to keep them lines straight and crisp. It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, sometimes the compact cars only spots really throw me off.
How long do you have to wait before you drive over those bad boys to avoid getting paint on your car?
It's like 8 hours to dry all the way through.
Oh, boy. Wow.
James, has anybody ever come to work drunk and then they make the lines all crooked?
Once.
I was wondering if that ever happened.
Yeah.
I know it's not you. You're a good dude. James, you know the rules to Beat the Bank, right?
Yes.
All right. I'll tell them anyways, quick.
Well, James, I'll tell you what. We're going to lock you up in our vault. You're going to hear some dollar amounts being thrown at you. When you hear the one you like, you just say stop. That's all you have to do. Stop! Boom. Yell it out, all right? Because if you don't, that vault door closes, you're not going to get anything.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Big Al Mac.
All right.
James, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, let's play.
Beat the bank.
No whammies.
Come on, James.
300.
Ooh, start out nice.
That's a great movie.
360. 390. 430. 490. 550.
Stop.
Whoa.
550.
550.
That was moving too fast for his take.
I think that's a good call.
Good job, James.
That was a fast-moving banker today.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. What are you going to do with that money, James?
I got some bills that I got to take care of, and I'll probably take my girl out for a good date.
That's so sweet
nice.
Of you.
What's your girl's name, man?
Kristen.
Hey, Kristen. James got some money for you, girl.
Keep it between the lines, James. Keep it between the lines, bro.
James, thank you so much for playing Beat the Bank, buddy.
Congratulations.
Do you want to hear what you could have won?
You. Yeah.
Of course you do.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
You don't lose this money no matter what.
Let's see how much further it goes.
580. 630.
Well, it's still moving fast. It's okay.
690. 700.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, James.
890.
Oh, wow.
Though.
Don't feel bad about that.
Not at all, brother.
You got more than half, James. It's all good.
So many people have stuck in there for one or two more, and they lose everything.
Yeah.
So feel good about that.
All right, James. You have a good day. Enjoy the $550. Treat your girl nice with some steak dinner or something.
Stripe them straight.
And stripe them straight. Oh, poor James. I know, James. It's tough when you hear that 800, man.
You feel bad about winning.
Yeah, right? You feel bad because you could have won so much more.
Yeah, but that's more than you had when you called in.
Better be safe than sorry.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am. Thank you, Jenna.
I married a tomboy 9 years ago, and I've never questioned her for a second. I know she's faithful to me. At least, I think I know. She's always had a lot of guy friends, and I've been fine with it. That's who she was when we met, and that's who she still is. I can't hold it against her. There's one guy, though, that really gets under my skin. Mm-hmm. She met him at the gym, and they became workout buddies. No big deal. Well, then that friendship expanded outside of the gym, and now they're like best friends. And I'll be honest, for the first time ever, I'm threatened. My wife is super hot in a ponytail and hat. And this guy is rich and fit and seems to always be around lately. I don't want to seem like an insecure wuss, but it's driving me crazy. How do you ask your wife about her relationship with a guy you're totally threatened by? Donnie.
What? You can't handle it?
Stop it.
I'm telling you.
I'm having a hard enough time. Okay, just stop.
You need to get your butt in the gym with your wife.
Yeah.
If you don't want to have that, because it could lead to it. I'll tell you, if you approach her in a very calm, not mean, angry, accusatory tone and say, you know, this is just really bothering me, this relationship. I just don't think it's just, it's, you know, and maybe it's all me, honey, but in my mind, it's making me uncomfortable. And if she gets real super defensive, you got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But you also probably need to start working on sharing that interest with her and getting to the gym with her.
It's important.
It's very important.
It's important to one,
you're saying this is part of her. She's always been a guy's girl. That's fine. But when she's having one extremely close relationship with someone that shares this common interest,
and
you better find a way to make this your interest now.
It's dangerous.
And I'm playing with fire.
And I don't think it's okay to have a workout buddy of the opposite sex when you're
not
married.
Not, especially when they take it outside the gym, too, because that's even playing. Even I remember Dr. Phil a long time ago, before he blew up and Oprah, you know, swept him away. He would come in and do our show sometimes. And he said, absolutely, beyond any question, you don't, if you're working with women or men, you don't go to business. You don't just the two of you go to lunch together. You just don't put yourself in the situation, because even though it's innocent at first, it opens the door.
Yeah.
It opens the door to possibilities.
Of course you're going to be attracted to him when you guys are working out together.
Yeah, and
it builds
the testosterone and the firmer.
And he's
rich. You need to go to her.
He's rich.
And he's, you know, showing her attention that you're
stuff.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Ooh, I would get in the gym. And still ask her about it. Tell her it's making you uncomfortable, but in a loving way. See how she responds to that.
Yeah.
It'll be very telling.
I couldn't deal with that. Good advice, Kelly.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
How do you kick someone out of your bridal party?
Oh boy.
Oh, it's been done before. I know it has.
I love her like my sister, but the truth is, she just let herself go, and much like you, I want my pictures to be balanced. She's at least
okay. Now this goes back. Let me just tell you what she's talking about.
Okay.
This literally goes back to something I talked about 20 years ago with Kid Craddock.
Okay.
When I was young, yeah, you know, you say things. I say a lot of things tongue in cheek about how you always want your bridal party to be bigger than you, and you want them to all be about the same size so the pictures are balanced. I was saying that kind of tongue-in-cheek, okay?
Oh, she remembered this from long
this is how
ago.
This stuff sticks with somebody.
Yeah, it's been brought up a couple times here and there, so I'm sure she just picked it up that way.
You know how I say stuff out.
I know, Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly, you say stuff all the time.
She's at least 45 pounds heavier now than she was when I got engaged, and I've had a super long engagement.
Wow. Okay, I was going to say, that's rapid. That's a serious problem.
How do I break it to my best friend of 20 years plus that she's either got to get in shape or get out of my bridal party?
No, you don't.
She's obviously going through a hard time. Sorry, I know this
is
your advice,
no.
But it's like, obviously, if it's your best friend of 20 years, she's going through something.
Yeah.
And I like that she said it's a long engagement, because if it was a rapid weight gain, there is a serious problem. You need to intervene from a loving place, not if you don't lose weight, you're out of my wedding.
Uh-huh. In 2 years, 45 is a lot of weight.
Yeah, that's something you should probably, and that's a tough, tough conversation to have with someone. But it's all about coming from the place you're in. But man, if you kick her out for the bridal
party, can't do that.
What if
you can't do that?
What if we connect her with the lady's friend from the first letter that Jenna read, and then they can go work out together, and then this guy gets his wife back, and then she gets to be in the bridal party. Everybody wins.
Look at you, JC. Yeah, don't. That's not nice.
No,
yeah.
You can't
don't
do that.
You
ruin the friendship.
You want to approach her from a loving place and say, I'm just concerned about your health. Are you okay? Because you've always been, you know, active and healthy, and I'm just wondering, as a friend, is there something going on you want to talk about? Maybe that approach, but you don't kick her out of your wedding.
Superficial about wedding photos. I mean, this whole point is to share it with the people you love the most, no matter what they look like.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to be super attractive in your wedding photo. It's about the family and friendship, right?
Instead of thinking about kicking her out, think of ways you can help her.
Or just get you all model people to be in the wedding photos. You can still have your other friends in the wedding party, and then after the wedding's over, have all of them leave, and then bring in your super hot rental
stand-ins.
Especially
when it's a big white gown like that. It just plays. Because I had a year. I started off my senior year in high school. I went through this. I'm not going to say the weight loss program I went on, but I lost a bunch of weight over summer. I lost 30 pounds over summer, and I ended up putting on about 60 pounds during my senior year of high school, going through a lot of drama, private, personal stuff in my family. But I just remember the mental anguish, and when somebody puts on that amount of weight, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. You know. It's not like she didn't know.
Yeah, she knows she's gained weight. Yeah. But if somebody would have come to me and said, you can't, you know, be in my pictures because you're too fat.
Come to my party.
You're going to make it worse.
Yeah. I feel like when I think about Rob Kardashian not being in Kim Kardashian's wedding because he was so ashamed of the way he looked in his suit. Oh, that just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Do you have someone in your life who thrives on creating drama?
Yes.
My sister-in-law has become that person, and it's out of nowhere.
Yes.
We used to be best friends. In fact, she introduced me to my husband back when we were younger. I don't know what's changed, but all of a sudden, she's my worst nightmare. Everything is all about her all of the time, and if we dare try and divert our attention onto someone or something else, it gets ugly. I've tried talking to her to find out what's going on, but it just causes an argument. I don't know the person she's become, and I don't know what to do about it. She's family, so I have to deal with her, but how? Melody.
You don't have to deal with her as much as you are. You can limit your contact around people. I have a girlfriend going through that with a sister-in-law. And
it's her.
It might be her. You just limit your contact, and you don't engage.
Right.
There's nothing. If you've ever been so furious with someone, Al or Jenna or JC, and you've been fighting with them, but they won't fight back.
Yeah.
There's only so much. You finally give up.
Yeah.
If you just don't engage, you don't. It's been hard sometimes. Somebody says, I don't want to talk about that. You know, that's just negative. I don't want to talk. It kind of embarrasses you a little bit. But you're like, you know what? You're right. That's dark. And I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
So be that person. Just say if you can say to your sister-in-law, look, I don't want to talk about that. You can go talk to your brother about it or something, but I just don't want to hear it.
But
remove yourself from the conversation. If you're not there being her sounding board, she'll find somebody else who is. Mm-hmm. But just don't engage and limit your contact. And you have to have your husband's support on it, too.
Yeah.
It's very important for husbands and wives to support each other in these kind of situations.
Have you and Bill had that conversation?
No, we haven't had any conflict yet.
No fight yet?
We've only been together 8 weeks and one day. No, 2 days. What? Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
He's already met the family.
He's met my family.
Here's a clip of when Bill met the family.
Bill, how did meeting Kelly's family go this weekend? Kelly's parents.
Really, really, really well. I just felt like one of the clan.
No, no. Yeah.
He didn't mean it that way.
Oh,
perfect.
His son even said, the other night, his son said, Kelly, when my dad said that, why did everybody laugh so hard? He didn't get it.
The inside joke.
So, no, we had to tell him it's the Ku Klux Klan. We had to explain to him what that meant. And it's like, oh, God.
Any plan on you to meet his side of the family?
Yeah.
When is that coming?
Probably the summer.
Summer? At the wedding?
No. None of them live here.
They're not getting engaged until September 12th, JC.
That's according to Al's pool.
That's my entry into the engagement pool. September 12th is my date.
Kelly, you'll have like a Dominican family if it goes all the way.
His mother is full-blown, full-blooded Dominican Republic.
Yeah. We can do destination weddings so we can get a vacation out of it. We'll
Save
do the show
life.
From the Dominican for the week, and then Kelly gets married.
You could mention all of the sponsors. Kind of like do a little Star Jones thing.
You know, that's the thing. My first wedding, I had so many people that wanted to give me the wedding dress, give me the cake, sponsor the whole thing, and I said no. Maybe the second time around?
Yeah.
Just
go for
Why
it.
Not?
Yeah. Why not?
Call
Am I jumping the gun?
Yeah.
We've only been dating 8 weeks.
In 2 days.
Yeah. In 2 days.
I found in my experience a lot can change really quickly.
It's true both ways.
No, literally overnight.
Yeah.
Seriously, you've been so sad lately, and but you went through the breakup with a boyfriend, you tried it again, and now you're broken up again. It's like you're coming out the other side and you're getting your life back.
You're blooming again.
You're getting your light back.
Oh.
Jenna's blooming.
I'm just dying to hook up with someone.
Oh, gosh. So call us if you want to hook up with Jenna.
No, don't.
Call her number 13.
800-543-3548.
Way too much.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay. And we're back.
We had a little bit of a communication going on behind the scenes. What?
What's the confusion?
Nothing, Kelly. We're fine. Let's say hello to our contestant.
I'm confused.
Don't be confused, Kelly. Everything's taken care of. Tristan Waters, how you doing this morning?
I'm great.
Good. You sound surprised.
I am.
Don't be surprised.
What's up, Tristan?
Oh my God!
What are you doing right now? You're at work?
I'm at home.
Okay. So you're in a relaxed environment. Good. We need you to be relaxed.
Yep. You know how to play our game?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. Stop. Stop. Stop.
Oh, see, she knows the word.
Don't start. Don't say stop yet. We haven't started.
Since she said stop, we're gonna stop there. That's $0.
Tristan, love your laugh.
I love a happy person.
All right, Tristan. We're gonna throw you in the bank vault. Throw numbers at you. You know what to say. You just said it. And once you say that.
Great.
That's how much you're going to win, okay, Tristan?
Okay, great. Thank
All right.
you.
All right, here we go.
Good luck.
You ready, Tristan?
I am.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Get in that ball.
$180.
That's a cool skateboarding.
$300. $340. $380. $420.
The banker's got somewhere to go or something.
$440. $480. $540.
Stop. I was feeling nervous too.
What was that right there? 500.
540. 540.
540.
Congratulations, 540? Tristan.
There you go.
I was feeling nervous about that, Tristan. It felt like he was going so fast it was going to slam any second, right?
I was thinking about saying stop at 4.
Oh, is that the number you had? But you said, nah, I'm going to push it a little bit because I'm a rebel. Tristan.
Oh, my gosh.
Tristan, would you like
Thank you, guys. This is so amazing.
Oh, Tristan, don't worry about that. What are you going to do with the money?
We're paying some bills.
Yeah, here you go.
Unfortunately, I wish I could say something else, but this is amazing. This is amazing.
Don't forget to do your taxes today, by the way. It is April 15th.
Tristan, we got those done. Thank you for reminding.
Good for you.
Tristan, would you like to hear how much you could have won?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
Everybody's curious about
we
it.
We have
let's,
to find
let's
it.
See
I
how,
am curious.
Let's see how much you could have won, Tristan.
Oh, thank you, guys. We love you.
Love you, too.
Here we go.
660.
Oh, that jump.
730. 780. 840.
All right.
Not too bad. Not too bad at all, Tristan.
Not too bad, girl.
Oh, thank you guys so much. This is amazing.
Aww.
You enjoy. I love your laugh.
I know, right?
I love your laugh.
Great.
It's making my day. Tristan, you got $540. You enjoy that money, okay?
Oh, thank you guys. That's amazing.
Yes. I love her. I want to call her and just have her laugh for us. We'll play again.
We could be friends.
Yeah, we could. We are friends. Everybody in Kid Nation is my friend.
I think when you give somebody $540, you automatically become their friend.
Absolutely. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 7:20, 8:20 Central.
Got it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know what I'm realizing? My life is just going to go like that. This series of milestones. Getting married, having kids, getting divorced. The time that we thought you were dyslexic. When I taught you how to ride a bike. Getting divorced again, getting my master's degree, finally getting the job I wanted, sending Samantha off to college, sending you off to college. You know what's next? Huh? It's my funeral.
Kelly Raspberry claims.
That is the scene. That is the scene that won Patricia Arquette an Oscar.
And she's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Patricia Arquette.
Hey.
Do you think that's the scene that won you the Oscar?
That's my opinion, at least.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people love that scene for sure. I think it was cumulative to, you know, just
here's a woman a lot of people see in their lives and know in their lives, but really don't see a lot in movies.
It resonated deep. It resonated deep for a lot of single moms, especially, I think. You do your job, and then they just leave you in a one-bedroom apartment.
I know. And I think a lot of people that don't have kids who, I think when people turn 40, they reexamine their lives, too. Like, what have I done? What haven't I done? Who am I? What do I want to do with my life?
And on top of that, Boyhood was it's one of a kind. You filmed that over the years. Yeah. Was it tough to film Boyhood, Patricia Arquette, because you were... Obviously, we all go through things throughout our life, but you went through some difficult times during the filming of the
personally,
movie.
Personally,
you mean? Yeah, personally.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they never coincided. I definitely had a divorce. I had gave birth to my daughter during the show. My son went off to college, not at the same year as it happened in the movie.
Right.
But it was such a warm family there that it was always exciting to go back, and you felt so supported by each other.
Yeah. Are you glad to be on TV? Because you're now doing CSI Cyber, which is on tonight at 10, 9 central on CBS.
I'm very excited about this one.
CSI Cyber.
Yeah. Yes, I am. It's great to go to work every day with the same crew and the same troop of actors, and the CSI team is great.
Has it made you better with technology, Patricia? Doing I always, because I love these crime shows and all the buzzwords, but has it really made you better in real life with your technology?
Can you fix my Mac?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm much more, much more cautious about technology. Like, I have a phone that is just a phone now.
No photos.
It doesn't have any email. It doesn't have anything on it.
I tell you, the flip phone's making a comeback. People are getting real paranoid about this cyber stuff, and I guess doing the research, it's made you even more paranoid, right?
Well, there's things I think that are amazing about it and things that I think are really terrifying about the whole thing. I mean, I guess a bunch of Russian hackers had hacked into thousands of computers,
mm-hmm.
and they ended up taking screenshots and turning on the computer. And they watched a bunch of banks and how they operated, and then they stole $1 billion.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. $1 billion. Did they ever catch them?
No, not so far.
Well, we need to Google that and
they're
keep
pretty
up.
Good then. That's $1 billion.
The character you're portraying on CSI Cyber is based on a real life cyber psychologist, Mary Aiken. And I remember when you mm-hmm. did Medium, you were basing it on the real life medium, Alison Dubois. Your character
it's so
on Medium.
Funny because,
right.
Yeah. Both of these characters, even though they're based on real people, really depart so much from who they really are as people.
Yeah, because you are nothing like Alison Dubois. Because I saw her on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
You did not portray her at all like that.
Well, when I first met her, before we did the pilot, I spoke to the show creator and I said, I can't play her the way she is because this is, you know, a concept so many people don't really believe in, and she's developed this kind of survival mechanism of total certainty.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, a self-protection thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to, like, move in really slowly with audiences.
Yeah.
Her own self-doubt, her own feeling. He was like, oh, yeah, no. We're not going to play her like that. And so I told her, I said, I'm not going to play you anything like you really are.
Good, because I didn't like her. I didn't like her on Beverly Hills.
I think she was probably pretty nervous.
Yeah.
And had drank too much.
Yeah, there you go. And this Mary Aiken, so you've met with the real-life Mary Aiken. Are you, again, just departing from her character completely?
Well, there's the skill set of hers, but she's definitely a big part of our show. She works with the writers, and she's an incredible lady. But emotionally and the real backstory of my character are very different than Mary's.
Yeah.
Mary lives in Europe. She's Irish. She has a different backstory than my character. So it's really based more on her skill set.
Well, it'd be kind of fun to talk in an Irish accent all the time, though.
I know. Believe me. I was like, why aren't we doing that? And they were like, no, it's more American joke.
Patricia Arquette, are you going to get to deliver those iconic lines that every CSI has at the beginning of the show? You know, where they show you what everything happens, and then you look kind of towards the camera and go, looks like we found ourselves in a web of lies.
Is that the line?
Once in a while I get to. Sometimes it's James. It might be Shad Moss. You never know.
Oh, I love
which
those.
One of us.
Because it always just sets up the show, right? It just
yeah.
It gets you going.
Hooked.
I know. I mean, those guys are great. They really know how to entertain people. And in the same way that the original CSI was really illuminating without forensic science, I think this show is really groundbreaking as far as technology.
Yeah.
And crime and technology.
You just celebrated your birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Yes, we're all like
thank
little,
you.
I had my birthday on April 13th. We're both little Aries, right?
Yeah, a little stubborn.
Yeah.
Well, Patricia Arquette, we're having a big birthday party for Kelly Raspberry tomorrow.
It's belated, but it's tomorrow night.
Yeah, you're welcome to come. Flavor Flav's going to be there.
We're having Naughty by Nature down with OPP, and we're having Flavor Flav and Spinderella from Salt and Pepper.
We'll even give you a plus two.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
We're not kidding. No, drinks are on Big Al if you come in.
Come on down, come on Patricia down. Arquette.
Join the party. You might as well.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Where are you?
We're in Dallas.
We're in Dallas.
Come on,
Dallas.
Patricia.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, my gosh. Have fun, you
haven't
guys.
Been to Texas in a while. Come on.
I know. I miss my Austin.
Right? Yeah. Well, that's just 3 hours up the road.
I've got a car service. I can get you picked up at the airport. No problem.
Oh, so cute.
How about this?
That's going to be a hell of a party, guys.
It will be.
It's going to be fun.
We'll put you down as a maybe, Patricia.
A maybe. Yeah. Leave your name at the door, just in case.
I was still angling. I went to the Austin Film Society dinner this year, and I was like, I wouldn't mind being an honorary Texan. I mean, it kind of pretend I'm an honorary Texan.
Well, leave her name at the door tomorrow night, just in case,
just
Al.
Just in case. You're on
the
list. You never know.
I'm glad my party's not tonight because I don't want to miss CSI Cyber on CBS.
That's right. Good plug, Kelly.
There you go.
My sister Rosanna is going to be on April 22nd. She came and did a guest spot for us.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, that's great.
So we'll make sure we watch that one.
And I think it's interesting you pronounce her name Rosanna. It's not Rosanna.
No, it's Rosanna, yeah.
Well, how about that? I've been saying it wrong all these years. I will never say Rosanna again.
Because, the weird thing is that song, Rosanna,
Toto.
Is about her.
Mm-hmm.
So he pronounced it wrong. So we can blame him.
Okay, so it's Rosanna Arquette on Kid Craddock's morning show from now on. Okay.
Right, and how's Alex is doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Alexis. I don't know how you pronounce
it. Is? Why'd you say Alex is?
Because we're making pronunciations. That's how I pronounce it.
Oh, wow.
Patricia Arquette, make sure you watch her tonight on CBS. On CBS. CSI Cyber airs 10, 9 Central. We won't take all your time. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day for us.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's on McKinney Avenue.
See you tomorrow. She'll look it up. She'll Google
She's on the maybe.
Yeah. She's McKinney, all about
McKinney
it.
McKinney Avenue Tavern.
I'm feeling good about her showing up.
Yeah,
she might show up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.